fading hopes of a positive outcome to come through from the upcoming US-China trade talks have certainly weighed on global markets, and the Aussie market certainly has been no exception. Today, the ASX 200 falling around 46 points or 0.7% to 6,546 points, and certainly weighed by a weak lead from Wall Street. Overnight, we heard from the United States the reports coming through that they were adding a further 28 companies to a blacklist of trade out of China, and also some Chinese officials could be receiving restricted visas as well when travelling to the United States. So all of that pointing to less likelihood that we will see any kind of deal negotiated in the talks over the next few days. If we have a look at our market, the heavyweights certainly the main drag today. The big miners down around 1% for BHP and Rio Tinto. South 32 falling around 2.5%. Also, the financials were lower today. The big four banks all down, with ANZ the worst there, down around 1.2%. We did see the largest percentage falls coming through from the energy sector and also consumer-facing sectors as well. There was firstly the weaker consumer confidence numbers for the month of October. The recent RBA interest rate cut certainly not helping lift consumer confidence, which has now fallen to around four-year lows. Also, in terms of company news, Flight Centre, the travel company, falling more than 11% today, one of its worst performances since April this year, coming out with a weak trading update, some tough conditions that it's experienced, and those recent tax breaks and also interest rate cuts not yet flowing through to its business. One of the most improved stocks, however, today was a health company, pharmaceutical company, Clinuvel Pharmaceuticals, jumping around 60%. It's one of its best performances in around 5 years. It's received FDA approval for one of its treatments on a skin disorder, and that's seen a very big rise there. Gold stocks also rising in times of uncertainty, with Saracen up around 4%. With those weaker consumer confidence numbers, the Aussie dollar has been rather resilient, holding around 67.4 US cents.